US President Barack Obama is intensifying the war of words over a potential strike on Syria. He's reiterated the allegations that Syria used chemical weapons against its own people. And concern is now rising that Washington is building a case to attack another Muslim country.
As I've already said, I have had my military and our team look at a wide range of options. We have consulted with allies, we've consulted with Congress, we've been in conversations with all the interested parties, and in no event are we considering any kind of military action that would involve boots on the ground, that would involve a long-term campaign. But we are looking at the possibility of a limited, narrow act that would help make sure that not only Syria, but others around the world understand that the international community cares about maintaining this chemical weapons ban.
Well, Obama says the U.S. must be prepared to act unilaterally if necessary to go to war in Syria, but he added that any possible U.S. response would not involve a long-term commitment. Also, Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. knows, based on intelligence, that the Syrian government carefully prepared for days to launch a chemical weapons attack.
We know where the rockets were launched from and at what time. We know where they landed and when. We know rockets came only from regime-controlled areas and went only to opposition-controlled or contested neighborhoods. And we know, as does the world, that just 90 minutes later, all hell broke loose in the social media. The United States government now knows that at least 1,429 Syrians were killed in this attack, including at least 426 children.
Damascus has responded to the allegations of the U.S. Secretary of State. The Syrian Foreign Ministry says John Kerry's claims that the government of Syria was behind the recent chemical weapons attack are lies. It added that such remarks are just a desperate attempt to justify military strike against Syria. And criticism of Washington is increasing as it appears the United States is gearing up for a new war after the debacles in Muslim countries like Iraq, Afghanistan and Libya. For more on this, let's talk to Gordon Duff, senior editor of Veterans Today. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Duff, just how serious is Washington in going it alone in Syria like it did with Iraq?
Well, the president and Secretary Kerry seem serious. Congress doesn't seem to be behind them at all, and almost none of the American people seem to be behind them either. We've been down this path over and over. Kerry's narrative today that he gave to the world was childish. It was embarrassing. We had heard it all before. It was like it was a movie script. And as far as saying that intelligence backs him up, no, we know better. We're in direct contact with America's intelligence agencies, and Kerry is operating with nothing but pure fiction. He made it all up.
And of course, I mean, what would be the consequences this time around, both regionally and on U.S. soil, on U.S. mainland?
Well, very clearly, our chairman of our Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey, had indicated that any move on the part of the U.S. that would destabilize the Assad regime, would put a government into Syria that would be hostile to the United States, hostile to Iraq, and would descend the entire area into warfare. Now that exact policy, one that is that has horrific consequences for the United States, is now being backed by members of our own government. So we are very shocked. And as far as evidence, the last serious evidence of sarin gas was found in Turkey in May when Turkish police arrested rebels smuggling sarin gas into Syria. And nothing was done about that. That was ignored.
And what about its impact on U.S. soil? I mean, will there be a backfire on U.S. mainland?
The biggest issue we have is the limited confidence the American people have in President Obama. On June 27th this year, he promised that he would not engage in any military activity without consulting Congress first. He is violating that promise. He had personally abrogated our War Powers Act, promising he would never do that. Now we have over 160 members of Congress who say that any action on his part will be purely unconstitutional. He does not have the confidence of the American people in this act.
Indeed. Well, we'll leave it there for the timing. Many thanks to Gordon Duff, senior editor of Veterans Today. Many thanks for your time there, sir.